USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
One of the problems with critical race theory is it points out the bad past in America without giving the solutions America did to reverse the problem. In a perfect world, the problems would be highlighted, as well as the actions America took to become a more perfect union. New legislation was drawn up Wednesday about CRT. Brad Bernards reports.
Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, told Fox News he will introduce legislation Wednesday that would make teaching critical race theory in federally funded schools a civil rights violation.
What we hope to accomplish is to advance Martin Luther King's principles, which were to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. We don't believe that race defines a person, that you know we're not responsible for the sins of our past.
Critical race theory has become a battleground issue in local school districts nationwide.
Samsung is making Galaxy smartphones into digital car keys. Using UWB technology, Galaxy users will be able to unlock, lock, and start their cars using their cell phone. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure and spending bill packages head for a vote this week on Capitol Hill, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York gives MSNBC her point of view.
You know, I think the conversations that happen within the Progressive Caucus are very focused in how do we expand child care, health care, climate action, and restore power to working class people in the United States of America. That is what we talk about. I would say that we have been laser focused on this agenda and delivering for working class families across the country all year. We have two bills at present, one which underfunds most priorities across the board. So there are very few priorities that even get the full funding that they even need. And then there is the larger, what is known as the budget bill, reconciliation bill. That has the stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life. Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the reconciliation bill.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.